federal judge points a finger at former President Trump. Lisa Brady, Fox News. It happened while the judge was ordering emails to be turned over to the House committee probing the Capitol riot. Fox's Grinnell Scott has this live.
Lisa, saying in his ruling that former President Trump likely tried to obstruct the joint session of Congress, Judge David Carter ordered legal advisor John Eastman to give more than 100 emails to the House January 6th committee. The exchanges are believed to suggest that then Vice President Mike Pence had the power to reject the 2020 electoral count. Judge Carter, in his ruling, called the plan's illegality obvious, pointing to one memo that maps out Supreme Court challenges aimed at an election overturn unprecedented in American history. An appeal from Eastman is expected, Lisa.
Thanks, Grinnell. Meantime, the committee plans a vote tonight on whether two former Trump advisors should be held in contempt for refusing to comply with subpoenas. President Biden's new budget template facing some early criticism from the left. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders taking issue with more defense spending. The president also wants more for education and public health while proposing a billionaire's tax.
Anyone with revenues and unrealized gains of more than $100 million will face a 20% minimum tax rate. The IRS would have to figure out the value of increased various businesses and properties to see who qualifies for this tax. The budget also raises the corporate tax rate to 28%. Now, that is the original rate the president wanted last year, which was a red line for Senator Joe Manchin.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence at the White House. Ahead of another round of peace talks with Russia, Ukraine's president says his country is prepared to declare its neutrality and consider a compromise on contested areas in eastern Ukraine, but he's also emphasizing territorial integrity, suggesting Russia's stated goal for the Donbass region is not possible. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Well, it's considered the busiest airport in the U.S., and Atlanta gets an upgrade that's been spreading to TSA checkpoints around the country.
This fall, Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport will begin replacing X-ray machines at the main security checkpoint with more advanced scanners to screen carry-on bags. They're called CT, or computed tomography scanners, and will generate higher quality images. While X-ray machines provide 2D images of bags, CT technology creates 3D images that can be rotated and viewed at different angles. It can also detect explosives, including the liquid form. Eventually, travelers could be allowed to keep their permitted liquids and laptops inside their bags, and that could speed up the screening process. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Florida's governor signs a controversial bill into law banning teachers in younger grades from instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity. The governor says that should be up to parents. Opponents say the bill marginalizes LGBTQ people. Tesla wants a green light for another stock split.
Tesla shares jumping on plans. The electric car maker is looking to get approval for a stock split, announcing it would seek shareholder approval to authorize additional shares so it can pay stock dividends. This comes nearly 2 years after Tesla executed a 5-for-1 stock split and follows announcements by other tech giants such as Amazon, which this month said it would split its stock 20-to-1. That's the same ratio Google parent Alphabet announced a month earlier for its split. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Tesla's stock is more than $1,000 a share right now, up about 8% today. Overall, a mixed day on Wall Street, though. The Dow's down more than 100 points, while the NASDAQ is now up more than 60. Oil prices tumbling to nearly $106 a barrel. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.